Phil McGuire here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. What you got going on?
Well, we have a lot of graduations heading our way.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, May becomes the heaviest moving month of the year.
Oh, heavy moving. Got
yeah.
that. Heavy
yeah.
lifting. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
people getting ready to leave town. You and I both know that most college graduates, anyway, do not stick around Bryan College Station.
Nope.
But we get some more coming in, you know, sometime in August.
Yes, we do. Fresh money in mom's and dad's cars.
But
yeah.
May is National Moving Month, which kicks off the busiest time for Americans to change their homes. It also means unlicensed movers and dishonest scammers are waiting to take advantage of unwary consumers. So Better Business Bureau is again joining with the American Moving and Storage Association to provide important tips to keep you safe. In 2013, BBB received almost 2 million moving-related inquiries from American consumers looking for the right movers. And they also received about 9,300 complaints, so that's a lot, against movers. And most of those complaints included damaged or missing items, big price increases over the originally quoted estimates, late deliveries, and goods being held hostage. Held hostage when they get
won't
to their...
We'll give them back to you.
Yeah,
huh?
They
huh?
won't give them back to you until you pay an inflated, not decided upon amount of money in addition to what you had signed the contract for. Consumers can check BBB.org for free BBB business reviews or on more than 17,000 companies that provide moving-related services. Or if it's an interstate move, turn to moving.org to find AMSA certified pro movers. BBB and AMSA are offering these following tips. Research the company thoroughly. While state regulations vary, all interstate movers must, at a minimum, be licensed by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Say that fast.
No,
five
you do
times.
It. That's all right. Yeah.
And so they have to carry a unique motor carrier number that can be verified at protectyourmove.gov. Also, make sure you know whether you are dealing directly with a mover or if there's a broker involved, because that can run the amount of money up. And then get at least three written in-home estimates. When you call somebody and they say, "Well, tell us how much stuff you got." That's usually a red flag that they're going to be a fly-by-night outfit.
Sure.
You want them to come over and eyeball your stuff, give you an in-home estimate, and get three of those. And they say that just taking the lowest bidder may not be the best way to go. After you get those three estimates, go to BBB.org or AMSA to check them out. Know your rights. If a company threatens to hold your belongings hostage, enlist the help of local law enforcement. You know, you're going to go somewhere where you don't really know anybody, so call the local cops out, and they'll come and straighten things up. Usually be all right. Consider accepting full value protection. It may cost a few dollars more, but guess what? You're purchasing full value protection from your mover means any lost or damaged articles will be repaired or replaced at the current price that you would have to buy it for if it was. Now, the minimum coverage of 60 cents per pound, as an example, will not replace a flat screen TV if it's damaged in a move. So all of these are good little tips. If you need more information on this, feel free to call the BBB, 260-2222. We'll be glad to help you.
All right, there you go. Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau.